Let's hear him. Let's get him. T-Mill's best bet. He's on a roll. He's on a heater, ladies and gentlemen. So go ahead and make a little cash. Clint made some cash, piggybacking off of Tyler. As we said yesterday, he had five bets. He pushed one but hit the other four. What are your best bets tonight?
Yes, going to stick with the NBA because, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And going back to last Monday, so a week plus one, guys, I'm hitting 77% of my best bets. Mm. This is free money right here. This is cash in your pocket, Drive family. So listen up. Get your pens and pencils ready. And if you miss anything, you can go check out my Twitter at TMillRealDeal where I post my best bets every single day. Got five more best bets around the NBA tonight. The hometown squad is playing a back-to-back. They travel to Atlanta to take on the Hawks. I'm on the over in the first half for this one. 111 points. Next, I got the Bucks minus 2.5 in the first half as they travel to Portland to take on the Blazers. And I got three player props for you. Tyrese Maxey, Philadelphia 76ers, over 29.5 points. Then I got a Rocket. He just made 10 threes last night. All he needs to do is make five tonight. Dylan Brooks over 13.5 points for the Houston Rockets tonight.
Tyler.
And then I have a turd here at the end. Steph Curry, the mouthpiece chewing turd we all know and love. Over 4.5 rebounds for Steph Curry tonight as the Warriors host the Jazz. Let me know what you like and don't like. It's a heater.
I wonder what Steph's point total is because I feel like he's going to go off tonight. He didn't score in the second half against the Lakers.
I think it was like 23.5 points tonight.
Oh, man, that'd be one I might touch. He didn't score in the second half. He scored 13 points in the first half, 0-for-8 in the second half against the Lakers, his last game. I feel like he goes off, but I do like the rebounds there. Maxey, that is a high number.
It's a big number.
Over his last six games, he's gotten over exactly 50% of the time. So it's a risky one.
Well, not just his last six games. One, Embiid is out tonight, so that helps.
Mm-hmm.
And since January 6th, I'm just looking it up, like 28 is his low mark. That's over about 12, 13 games.
Yeah.
He's been 29, 30, 30 plus. Not a bad one there. You're crazy on Dylan Brooks. I'm not saying you won't get that thing. I'm just not. 14 points from Dylan.
Ride the hot hand, baby. I'm telling you.
Oh, man, he's going to defend his ass off. He's going to give it everything he's got. He's going to annoy somebody. But I can't say I'm going to get 14 from him. Do your thing. Good luck. He's been rolling, though. All right, Area 45 behind us. Stay tuned. Bob Nightingale coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for that. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I'm Ron the Show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. When the day that lies ahead of me. The Houston Texans are in search of a new offensive coordinator since now the alleged fiery, hard-ass Bobby Slowick has been removed.
Well done.
The alleged hard-ass fiery
crazy son
Slowick.
Of a bitch.
I'm telling you, he's old red-ass Bobby.
Fast, physical, tough.
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
Duval.